A reading from the Book of Numbers. The children of Israel lamented, "Would that we had meat for food. We remember the fish we used to eat without cost in Egypt, and the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now we are famished. We see nothing before us but this manna." When Moses heard the people, family after family, crying at the entrance of their tents, so that the Lord became very angry, he was grieved. "Why do you treat your servants so badly?" Moses asked the Lord. "Why are you so displeased with me that you burden me with all this people? Was it I who conceived all this people? Or was it I who gave them birth that you tell me to carry them at my bosom like a foster father carrying an infant to the land you have promised under oath to their fathers? Where can I get meat to give to all this people? For they are crying to me, 'Give us meat for our food.' I cannot carry all this people by myself, for they are too heavy for me. If this is the way you will deal with me, then please do me the favor of killing me at once, so that I need no longer face this distress." The word of the Lord. And a reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity. And he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." He said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowd to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who were in turn to give them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 with their baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. As I reflected on today's readings, I was struck by the contrast between the reaction of Moses and that of Jesus as they faced the many requests and expectations of the people with whom they were dealing. Moses is frustrated. After all the people have seen their God do for them, delivering them from slavery by way of the Red Sea and providing manna for them daily, they are complaining because they are tired of the manna and they want a better diet. They want meat. And they make these demands of Moses, expecting him to provide for their needs. And Moses can take no more of their complaints. He asks the Lord what he did to deserve such a burden as this people. He resents carrying them, so to speak, at his bosom like a foster father carries an infant. He knows he cannot possibly provide meat for these people. And he is tired. They are too heavy for him, and he would see death as a welcome relief from this distress. His frustration is understandable. Haven't there been times when we are just too tired to continue in a stressful situation, and we just beg for relief from God? And then in the Gospel, Matthew tells us that Jesus has just heard about John the Baptist's death. He is looking for space and time to grieve, to mourn the loss of his beloved friend. But when he arrives at the other side of the lake, looking for solitude and quiet, he is greeted by a vast crowd of people. When he sees their need, his heart is moved with pity for them. Matthew doesn't say they are complaining, but there must have been many who needed healed. Can you imagine people trying to get Jesus' attention, calling, "Jesus, my son is sick. Master, heal my daughter. Teacher, give sight back to my father," etc. Demands are made of him. People are expecting, hoping to have their needs met by Jesus. And Matthew tells us that Jesus cured their sick. I don't think Jesus just swept his hand in the air in the direction of a whole group of people and cured them all in one wave. I'd rather think he took time to look at each one, touch them, speak a word to them, encouraging them to continue to have faith because their God loved them. He gave them the opportunity to see that love in his eyes, in his whole person. And when the healing is completed, we have no mention of the crowd asking for food, even though it is mealtime. Maybe they thought it was no great price to pay to be hungry and miss a meal when they or their loved one was healed of his disease. But when the apostles tell Jesus to send the people home because it would be time for their meal, Jesus tells them to feed the people. And when they reply that they have only a little bread and fish, Jesus tells them to bring the little food to him. He orders the people to sit down, takes the food, looks up to heaven, says the blessing, breaks the loaves, and gives them to the disciples to serve. And the crowd had their fill with 12 baskets of leftovers. Moses was a good man and had good reason to be discouraged and feel that he had reached his limit with his complaining flock. Jesus, tired and grieving, greeted the people with obvious compassion and cured their sick, encouraging them to have faith. Jesus interacted with these people who were hungering for something they probably didn't even understand. And Jesus feeds them with the very little bit that was offered. What can this miracle tell us about our infinite God? When we look at Jesus, who is the face of God, we see the compassion of God. God is interested in every aspect of our lives. God does not get tired of us, even when we complain and doubt God's loving providence. God knows what our real needs are and desires to give us more than we can ask for. The people asked for healing, and Jesus cured their sick. And then he fed them besides. It gives us good reason to remember the psalm response for today. Sing with joy to God, our help. For we have reason to be joyful in that our God loves us. And we have reason to be confident because our God can and does help us more than we realize, more than enough.